The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, rock and roll fans are mourning the loss of Dusty Hill of ZZ Top. Passed away in his sleep. The bassist for the legendary rock group ZZ Top at his home in Houston. Rest in peace and rock and roll forever, Dusty. Well, he was 72 years young, and Billy Gibbons and Frank Beard posted on Facebook that they'll miss Hill's steadfast presence in addition to his good nature. Albert,
yes.
They were on tour. Were they not on tour?
They were, and actually Dusty left the tour because he was having a hip issue, and that's why he returned home. And then, of course, he passes away in his sleep, so we don't know what it was that he passed away from. But he was having some medical issues, and that's why he left the tour. Their longtime guitar tech was going to take over the tour for
really?
However long he was going to be out. Yeah, I mean, obviously you're in the middle of a tour. It's tough to find a replacement for somebody. So their longtime guitar tech of, 30 years or whatever, was going to step in and play bass, during the tour.
You saw them in person when they spun those guitars. And,
yes.
You know, and I was all
2017.
Over MTV. I was all over MTV at the time when ZZ Top just dominated MTV.
Right.
But I think I said a quick hello, how are you boys? They were about to go on or something.
Right.
But I wanted to see, how did they spin the guitar? Because there was no graphics back then.
No.
They really had to do it.
They were amazingly talented musicians. Got to see them in 2017 with John Fogerty, which was a fantastic tour.
You're unbelievable.
But ZZ Top, their biggest success... they were huge in the 70s, but their biggest commercial success was 1983, and the Eliminator album had a lot of top 10 hits, really put them on the map, and their videos, obviously, on MTV is what blew them up to the...
Didn't they can you get the movie Legs? They did the
yes.
movie Legs.
Yes, that's
so,
right.
So if you remember, and this is just the guys talking now, so I was watching MTV. I was watching MTV. My mother.
Yes.
I gotta deviate for a second.
What's the matter?
No, so broadcast. I have one last day here at Ann at Mom's, and I thank you for allowing me to do that. We thank Jerry Crowley and the management for allowing me to do it. A big shout out to Bill Clanton, the engineer who set this all up. She's so cute. This is my mother to a T. I go like this. She goes, Joseph, you should have a banana. I go, I'll split a banana with you, Mom. Okay, there's just a second ago. So I take half the banana and I leave it with her.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, just now. Just now, while I'm talking, she slips the rest of the banana to me.
Potassium, very important.
Isn't that like a mom's thing?
Yep.
Don't forget, you said you could eat the banana. Eat the banana.
That's
eat the banana, please.
That's right. Yeah. See? Like, she's always taking care of
you. This is like an instinct. So I'm watching the video Legs on MTV, and now I'm about to do my first HBO special. I'm very excited about it. And I wanted to do it like a film, and we wanted to do a parody of witchcraft. I want to do Mr. Sinatra doing a parody, a rock and roll heavy metal version of witchcraft. So I said, well, we need girls. I said, then I go, can we get the Legs girls from the ZZ Top video?
Wow.
Like, now I'm feeling my oats as a performer.
Mm-hmm.
I want those girls there. Yes, give me those girls now. Beyond the people.
That's right, beyond the people. Get me beyond the Legs. I want the
Get
legs.
Beyond, I don't want legs of regular people. I want the ZZ Top.
Top legs.
Get the ZZ Top. Get beyond the regular. So don't you? They were so sweet. They came in, all three of them. We had three. We had the ZZ Top girls. And if you, I don't know how Joe Sebilia will be able to find it for you. where me doing witchcraft at somewhere on YouTube, I believe, as Mr. Sinatra, and with these great gals from ZZ Top. So it was great. Just remembering Dusty Hill and ZZ Top.
Right.
Just a great, great sound. And you know what? They'll keep getting out there. But I said that earlier, as you're listening, is when you hear Stevie Ray Vaughan, there's one word that comes in your mind, Texas. When you hear Stevie Ray, Texas. And now, and we just mixed Michael, who Stevie Ray is such an incredible influence on my young son at 18 years old, playing the guitar. I'm so proud to tell you. And I hear Stevie Ray in my son's voice, you know. And when I listen to my son, you don't hear Jersey, you hear Texas, you know, at Stevie Ray. So it's a great sound, and we wish our condolences to the ZZ Top family and to rock and roll fans everywhere.
Absolutely.
In the meantime,
Ron Popeil.
Of course, Al barging that freight train right through. I was going to say there's another icon that passed away, and now we got Al. Of course, gave it away as always, but
he's always ahead of the curve.
Are you going to do that? It's family counseling. Are you going to viral it? I did not say that.
Yes, I am going to do that.
No, you're not.
I'm going to have a cat on my lap, and I'm just going to start yelling.
Like Dr. Evil. Be like Dr. Evil. Be very, very calm and very clean. Just put your pinky into your teeth and just say $1 million. That's all you got to say. I want you to be calm. If you go in, you're going to get the blame for everything, my friend.
What's the difference?
Al's allowed us to talk about this on the air. It's like family counseling with the Cthulhos, which is going to be great. And it's going to be Al and his son and his wife. And they're going to blame you. You know you're going to get blamed for everything.
Yes, I am.
But if you don't say anything, you could really sidestep the issue. I'm just saying, Al. Little advice.
Listen, I am gonna be. This woman is gonna have a field day with me.
Yes,
and then she's gonna wanna. She wants to meet with us, each of us individually as well, at some point. Not Monday, but at some point during the course of this whole thing. So that'll be fun.
Phil used to do these like specials, or it was a feature on a show or something called the Dr. Phil House, where they would put a family that was having trouble in the house, and they'd film them for like a week. And that should be how we treat Al. And
there you go.
Film it. It'd be a reality show.
We did that when you go through a divorce. They insist that you go to counseling, and they insist that everybody. So then they do. Then you get the individual. So now.
Right. I didn't get that in divorce court. I had to testify against my father. That was fun.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
You tried doing that. Try doing that at 11. Doing that at 11 years old in family court on Staten Island. Yeah, it was fun.
You know what? They don't think about it.
No,
New York and New Jersey, the court system is such a mess. Family court-wise, it's such a mess.
Yeah.
And when they went in, and now they're going to talk to my kids. They were children.
Right.
And you're going to leave it alone. It's just an excuse.
I mean, they were asking questions. I mean, it was like the most bizarre question. I'm 11 years old, and I had this kind of figured out.
Were you on the stand?
Well, yeah. It was private in the chambers. But the judge is asking me, like, how did you know your parents were getting divorced? I'm like, every Saturday we were at McDonald's and the woman from the bank showed up with her kids. It was a little peculiar. Like, I knew what was going on. I swear to you. This is like straight out of New York. In another town, the kid would be emotional, crying. He wouldn't be able to get it out. And I'm like, Your Honor, we were at McDonald's. He was getting me the hotcakes and a sausage. And here comes Marie Mottola from Community National Bank. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? And she got a kid. Why is she here every Saturday? It was hilarious.
I'm sorry, y'all. Your Honor, how did you know? Well, my father's got a gourmand. What do you want? From me?
That was it. That was it. I swear to God, that was exactly it. And you want to know why? And then I'm questioning it when I was, I don't know, I think I was nine when I was questioning it. And my mom one Saturday actually took me because she had to go to the bank. Uh-oh. And this was the bank that she also did business with. So not only my father's business, but my mom, you know, they had a personal account there. She went right to the bank. And it was one of those, you know, one of those old school banks where they had like the head, you know, banker or whatever was like on a platform. You had to like walk up steps to get to them. Yeah. Almost they were beyond the people to give you money. Come, tell me what you want. No, you cannot have this mortgage.
So
she walked right up to this woman and started screaming in the middle of the bank, "You are a filthy hooah. Stay away from my husband." It's hilarious.
And you're there. You were right there.
Right there. 9 years old. Yeah, that didn't scar me. Nah, of course not. Sure.
Unbelievable. Yeah. But, well, listen, we wish you all the best.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I just barred my soul, and this is just, you know, we wish you all the best of luck. Good luck.
Now, back to Ron Popeil.
Play the audio, what we just talked about, and then the council will understand.
Right. Really? Let me just get my pocket fisherman out.
Yes.
I'll go.
So the guy that died. Yeah, matter of fact, here's a hint. Here's a hint. Please, Joe. Let's hear a little of Ron Popeil.
I'll take it. I'll put it in the machine, slide it back.
There it is.
Turn up the window. And
what is the crowd saying there?
Set it and forget it.
Yeah.
Which was the Showtime rotisserie.
Right. I remember that. So this is the guy, when you see everything on, you see QVC virtually. This is the guy that invented it all. It's Ron Popeil. He would do what they call infomercials. And they would do all these ads that you would go, I would never buy that. But yes, you would. And yes, you did.
Oh,
and
people did buy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He was an icon. And I told you when I was in Beverly Hills years ago, and I saw, all these people gathering around what I thought was this huge celebrity. And I'm watching, and wow, this is cool. Who is that? It was Ron Popeil. Giving out autographs. He was famous, this guy. So, do we know how he died? Did he? Now, don't make a joke about. I know where you were going, Al, on that.
What? What was it? What did you think I was going to say? He was using GLH and choked? I mean, what? Come on.
The chemicals seeped into his head.
Right. I mean, come on. He was singing with Mr. Microphone and he got, you know, whatever. Hello? Are you there? Everything okay? Everything all right?
He choked on the pocket. On the
pocket fisherman.
On the pocket fisherman. That was it. Tried to get it out, and he hooked himself, threw himself in the water. You know. No, but think about all of the things.
The GLH in his eyes.
No, but think about it. Think about all of the things that this guy invented, that he made himself into a multimillionaire and even a billionaire. Yeah. I think he sold the company for like $1 billion at one point in the 90s,
wow.
right?
Wow.
And he was all over the television in the 90s, 80s and 90s. He not only was it the rotisserie grill, he had, remember the food dehydrator? He would come out with all these slabs of meat and they'd throw them in the thing and put them in.
That sounded like, yeah, I think I got one of those.
He had the GLH thing was the best because that one was more like a hushed infomercial. Mm-hmm. He had like 15 people around and they always get the guys, get the big bald spot. And he would put it on himself, remember?
Yes.
He'd spray this stuff on himself and they'd look at it. And you see this aerosol can. And all he was doing was spraying these particles on his hair. And you were afraid he was going to sweat and it'd start dripping down. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
That is now what is
topics right?
Yes,
and what's the? There's another brand that's out. There's one.
I'm bald right now, so I don't know. I wouldn't know about
it. You could spray it on. You could spray it on, and it's like a spray on color spray on.
But he invented basically the first karaoke machine with Mr. Microphone. You had the pocket fisherman that you know the kid would the guy would take it out and. You know, you want to anytime you want to fish, you know. I mean,
what was intelligent about him was that he understood that it's not always coming up with a new idea, but improving on an older one, adding an improvement to it,
right.
and then marketing it that way. And you also have to keep in mind that really the kind of stuff he did pitching on TV, that was done on the streets. And he started out doing it in person demonstrations out on the streets. Ed McMahon got his start that way. And he progressed from doing that. And he was really, if not the first, one of the first to say, why don't we take this concept and put it on television and from there build an entire
industry.
He's
certainly the father of infomercials. And I'm QVC and the rest of them all followed suit in selling these products. I mean, that's just true. Unbelievable.
Well, also, you know, my friends over at Telebrands in Fairfield, New Jersey, they are huge.
Right.
And
of course,
do a lot of those products, too.
By the way, his stuff worked. It wasn't like he sold junk that didn't work. That rotisserie grill
I have one.
Was people still to this day. And seriously.
Joe, did you get one? Did you get one?
Yes. Yeah, I said it and I forget it. I didn't say I use it, but I have one.
Well, it's like me buying the magnet net thing that you put outside. You open your door. You put
Velcro.
Put this net. I saw it on QVC on a way too early Saturday morning saying, what am I doing up? We're not doing the show, but I'm up. And so I'm flicking through. Let me see what's happening in the news. And I hit QVC, which I haven't watched in like forever. And I see this guy doing this presentation of this net that you put up. And matter of fact, we should contact those people to advertise, because you know what? It really works, to the point where, listen to me. It's like you put the net in. It's like, and then when you open it up, it closes with these magnets and miraculously closes. And now Otis can come in and out. I don't have to worry about grabbing the door, closing the door, opening the door. I just leave it open. We leave it open.
Look how excited you are over this product.
It is.
See, well, that's when you know that you've gotten older, that you get excited about, like, you know, like these little, oh, it's magnets and it like shuts the door. It's like a okay. All right. Come on. You know, come on. I spray this stuff on my hair, and my hair miraculously, like, it's like it grows. It's great. Then I can wash it out. Are you there? Hello?
Yeah. Except I leave most of it on the pillow at night,
right,
you know?
Right. Well, yeah. You're supposed to rinse it out. I mean, that's the thing.
The My Pillow. My
right.
The My Pillow, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my Lord. Lordy, Lordy. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Debbie, do you have anything from Ron Popeil? Any Ron Popeil products that you have around the house? Anything like that?
No. But they sound really good, though,
well,
you know?
You know, some of these products, and I get the products. I see them from Telebrands or from QVC, and you get them, and they go, you go, and you will chuckle and say, "Oh, they never work," and they work. And it's really kind of cool. I'm one of those guys. I think we should have like a infomercial time on our show. Wouldn't that be great? Like for 10 minutes, you and I could do the trade off of infomercial. If you order now, and you get double.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. Yeah, we can do all that. Come on, something to think about, huh?
Yeah, you could have Otis barking approval, you know, for, you know, that kind of thing, you know, for the net.
Hey, we're going to get into what's happening with this variant, the variant. Dr. Theodore Strange is with us. John Solomon this hour as well. And Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Thank you so much. Hi, guys. Let's see what's happening here on 25 Middle Country Road. Getting out toward Ledgewood Drive in Smithtown over on the island. It's an overturned vehicle there. 109 northbound at 110. An accident there. Several cars involved in that one. LIE westbound slowing down right into Glen Cove Road. More volume through Casino Boulevard. Slowing down, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. It's still pretty busy on the Gowanus. Eastbound Gowanus at 38th. Tractor trailer and a car collided there. Delays are pretty tough. Also, the FDR Drive south in the 90s, it's an accident. Also, if you're heading to the Harlem River Drive southbound in the 120s, a collision reported there as well. Traffic is still moving slowly this morning as you head over to 280 westbound, getting out toward the Stickle Bridge in Newark, over on Pompton Ave, getting out through Little Falls, or doing some emergency repairs of some downed wires. Thunderstorms today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
A new broadcast wholly dedicated to one mission, New York City. Information you need from the experts you trust. Hillary Kramer, Valerie Delia, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Arthur Idala, attorney at law, and PR guru Christine Nicholas, New York's First Lady of Hospitality. Weeknights at 7 p.m. with me, Kevin McCullough. Only on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager along with Mike Gallagher. We both are excited to return to the Holy Land this fall. Join us for a life-changing experience.
Israel is opening up to travelers as the country gets back to normal. Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We're confident by October our trip will be safe and our team is on hand to answer all your questions about deposits, health and safety, and more. Call 855-565-5519. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I love you. I love you for listening. I'm looking at Twitter, and Mandy, thank you. That's hysterical. She sent a picture of me. Well, not me, but Robert De Niro as Rupert Pumpkin talking with the James Rosen. That's like me in the basement of my mother's house. Recording and broadcasting the show. Hey, can I tell you one thing that works? That we were talking about things that work, that really do work, and you see the ads. You see my commercials our commercials for Relief Factor, and you see Larry Elder, you see Dr. Gorka. Mike Gallagher will tell you about Relief Factor. Pat Boone. He's got to be 80-something, and he looks great. And he's as sharp as ever. And you see him playing tennis on TV. You know, it's a relief factor. Me going in the water at my age, you know, and I should I go in? Listen, I went in. I was able to nail a great half-hour workout in the ocean, by the way, with the currents relatively strong. By the grace of God, I was able to do it. And because I believe I take relief factor. It just dissipates the pain. And it's spectacular. It's 100% drug-free, targets the inflammation, specifically crafted from botanical, I tell you that, you know, and fish oils. And so it's all drug-free because you don't want to have to even go there. Even if you try the three-week quick start, it's only $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain, and I think we can. It's almost $1 a day, and you can wake up tomorrow with no pain at all. Give it a shot, please. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. It's ReliefFactor.com, or you can call 800-583-84.
Ben Shapiro, coming up at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Dr. Theodore Strange is Vice Chair of Primary Care for Northwell Health, Vice President of Medical Operations for Staten Island University Hospital. Dr. Theodore, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us always, sir.
Good morning, Joe. Always a pleasure to be on with you. How are you?
Well, we're doing good. We're a little confused, Doc, you know, and we've had, you know, good medical folks on in the past, and now we have yourself at the top of your game, Dr. Strange. Is there going to be a booster for this quote-unquote Delta variant? And what are you seeing at the hospital, sir? And how much of a danger are we in with this recurrence of this coronavirus?
Yeah, we are definitely in a concerning state right now. There is, as you know, around the country, increase in the number of patients who are presenting. The vast majority of these patients are patients who have not been immunized appropriately or at all. Staten Island specifically has seen an increase in the number of cases that are positive. And in fact, we're back to similar numbers of about a year ago, which is concerning because we didn't have the vaccine a year ago. And we would think that those numbers should have markedly gone down. Wow. As long as there's a host, meaning a patient who can get the virus in their system, it allows for that virus to transform itself and mutate into what we now call Delta. So, hopefully there will be a booster coming out. I know both Moderna and Pfizer are working on trials right now. So in the upcoming months, we'll have that. But more important than a booster, Joe, we still have 50% of the population that's not taken the original vaccine. So that's the real issue. We have to continue to educate our public that we need this vaccine to be given to everybody, starting at the age of 12, hopefully soon starting at the age of 6. To everybody, and it's the younger people who are not taking it, and that's where we're seeing the spread.
Wow. So the vaccine, if you get, and everybody has been saying that, we've been saying that. By the way, we're not giving away or giving out medical advice over the air. We're just suggesting what would be best. And the reason that you think that this virus is still around, in your opinion, Dr. Strange, is because not enough people are getting vaccinated.
That's correct, Joe, and I agree with you. Nobody is here to give the medical advice, but go speak to your medical professionals at home. Go speak to your physician. Yeah. We know that this vaccine works because in areas where we have large vaccination programs that have been successful, the positivity rate and the hospitalization rates are way down. But if you look at Louisiana, you look at Alabama, you look at Mississippi, unfortunately, if you look at Staten Island, New York, we're starting to see an increase in the numbers just in the Northwell Health System, which I work with. What we see over the last month is a doubling. We had about 50 patients about a month ago. We're at about 110 patients currently in the hospital.
Wow. I heard crazy stuff, and I want to put a rest to this rumor because it's like if you get vaccinated, you have the virus in your body, it could be, and you could spread the virus. This is what I read, and I don't take – I don't take any credence in this, Dr. Strange, but it says you could spread the virus even if you've got the vaccine because the virus is in your body. That's just plain bogus,
that
correct, sir?
Not true. Great. The vaccine, all it does is it creates or it stimulates your own immune system to create the fighting cells that if the virus were to penetrate into your immune system, you can fight it off. So technically what you're doing is you're preventing you from spreading that disease. Now, there's a small number of patients who do not get the immunity. Nothing is 100% in medicine. So you have seen around the country people who've been immunized and still get the virus. That happens, but they get a much less severe case of this. Listen, this virus is effective. I mean, this vaccine is effective. Yeah, this vaccine is safe. And by the way, Joe, this vaccine is free. Where else do you get something free in this country that works and that is safe? Let's get everybody vaccinated out there, Joe.
All right. Dr. Theodore Strange, Vice Chair of Primary Care for Northwell Health, Vice President of Medical Operations for Staten Island University Hospital. Dr. Strange, always appreciate you joining us, sir. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for getting the word out there. And see you this Sunday, I hope.
Yes, sir. Hopefully see you this Sunday indeed, sir. Thank you so much. It's a wedding, and we will be there. And, of course, I'll be asking, you know, when I meet a doctor, if you are a doctor, don't come over to me, because I will really ask you every question about every possible scenario of every possible disease. I really will. I'll ask, what about this? What about that? What about this? Okay. And Pete, you will be avoiding me. You will be going to the buffet line, and I will come over, and you will be running from me. If you're a doctor, I'm like that.
This is true. Don't give them your phone number either. Don't. Or we'll text you. Otherwise, they'll be texting you nonstop.
I wish I could read some of the
doctor, I have a little pain in my stomach. It's a gas pain, Joe. But it's gas. It's, you know, a little gas action.
Sometimes I'll text my friend, Dr. Rock Bazzitano. I'll go, hey, Rocky, you there? And he goes, no, you're not having a heart attack.
See, I'm surprised he doesn't respond with new number. Who's this?
I beg your pardon. And then my other doctor, great guy, Dr. Carl, he is great. And then he'll text me back. I can't tell you what he texts me back. I have to be appropriate on the air. But will you stop? Will you just stop? You're okay, for crying out loud. You know, I'm always
the right to pet the cat, Joe. It's all right.
Oh, my God. Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 8:30, and if you want to give us a call at 877-970-2999, we'll break now because I want to leave way for John Solomon. Speaking the truth, Professor Dershowitz is on the show, Ken Cuccinelli as well. A lot to get into this morning, but you're always welcome to share the airwaves with us right here on AM 970, The Answer, 877-970-2999. Big Al with the headline news, live and local, right here on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
72 degrees at 8:31. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo surprising thousands of CUNY college students by announcing yesterday he will eliminate $125 million in college loans. Cuomo says it's one way the state can help students who suffered financial hardship during the pandemic. More than 50,000 students will be able to take advantage of the program called the CUNY Comeback Program, the money to pay off the debt coming through federal stimulus funds that were given to the CUNY school system. Students who were enrolled in CUNY schools in 2020 and 2021 can apply for the debt forgiveness program. Hoboken small businesses impacted by the coronavirus pandemic can now apply to the city's grant program. Mayor Robbie Bahala says the city allocated $1.8 million from the American Rescue Plan and can be used for any expenses that came up between September 2020 and yesterday. Each business can qualify for up to $10,000 to use the money towards employee salaries, mortgage, and loan payments, as well as utility bills. Business owners have between now and Wednesday, August 11th, to apply. You can find the application online at hobokennj.gov/grants. In sports, Yankees over the Rays in 10 innings by the final of 3-1. Brandon Drury, he hit a go-ahead homer as the Mets beat the Braves 2-1. The Amazons now have a 4-game lead in the National League East over the Philadelphia Phillies. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. The inbound side of the GWB, a 10-minute delay. The outbound George Washington Bridge, upper and lower levels, construction till 2:30 this afternoon. Lincoln, 15 minutes in. Holland, still about 30 minutes getting into town. It's pretty busy on 280 West, getting out toward the Stickle Bridge in Newark. Watch for delays right now as you head to the Bronx River Parkway southbound. That ramp into the Cross Bronx, it's a collision. Harlem River Drive southbound on the 120s. Looks like an accident there was clear. Then on the FDR Drive south in the 90s, another collision clear. near Gowanus eastbound at 38th. They're just cleaning up a crash over there as well. LIE eastbound up by Utopia Parkway. That's a collision to watch for as well. Scattered thunderstorms today. High going up to about 77 degrees. Also on the island, watch for some slowdowns as you take a ride over to 25 Middle Country Road getting out toward Ledgewood Drive in Smithtown with an overturned vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Is hiring becoming your second job? Quit the hassle and get on Indeed. You'll find great candidates fast with Instant Match. Just sponsor a post and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold, stress-free, and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, and you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune in to Louis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission, every Saturday morning at 9, or call 718-998-1100 to schedule a private consultation with Louis Calamine. Visit calamine.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio, 834. John Solomon is going to join us in a moment. I'm going to talk about Rhino Shield because, you know, as I'm here and I'm down the shore and I'm thinking, like, okay, now I'm going to get back. All my flowers are going to be dead. You know, I mean, I got to, what happened around the house? The weeds are probably growing. And I go, oh, gosh, no, here we go. The one thing I don't have to worry about with my home is Rhino Shield. Thank you, Susan. Can I thank Susan on the air? I am thanking you, Susan, on the air. Susan came out to the house, sat with the family, patient as ever. Let me Rhino Shield your home, Joe. Here's the colors. We got the color. It looks freshly painted every single day. And it's the one thing I don't have to worry about with the house. You know what I'm saying? And you know, if you're a homeowner, oh, your business, oh, you got to worry about everything. Oh, there's a mold on the side. Oh, you didn't paint that. You know, you didn't paint, or you got, or it looks like my hair. There's some parts that are look okay, and then the other parts are just like a different color. You know, I'm telling you, Susan knows. I'm waiting for a Rhino Shield hair color. I could just put it right in there. But seriously, so one thing, you know, as a single hardworking dad, you know, and I really do the best I can for the family, but you want your house to look good too. And Susan really, really, they spray this on. Rhino Shield is sprayed on. The team at Rhino Shield is so meticulous. It's like a military operation. They're there. You won't even know that they're there. That's how easy it is. It's guaranteed for 25 years to never chip, peel, or mold. Call Susan at Rhino Shield, please. You will get a free, I said free, on-the-spot estimate. You're going to love it, and you will love Susan. 877-744-6608. It's 877-744-6608. Or go to, please, rhinoshieldofny.com. Susan is currently offering you no payments, no interest financing for an entire year. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
John Solomon is the man, award-winning investigative journalist and founder of Just the News, which has just exploded. Just the News has exploded. It's our go-to news source, and John is the award-winning investigative journalist that really is one of the great journalists of our time. John, welcome back to the show. It's a privilege, but it's always a lot of fun, and we appreciate you taking the time with us, Mr. Solomon.
It's good to be with you. I always have a ton of fun when we're together.
Well, you know, you can't make this up. You can't. And then I say stuff. You can't. And I'm watching the news, and I go, "What's real? What's not real?" And John, what is really upsetting to me is that, and I call out, and like we've talked about this before, I'm a big Lester Holt fan. I think he executes the news just great. He's a great broadcaster. Yeah. But then I look at the content. Sometimes just plain isn't real. And David Muir and all the guys and Nora and it, but. How do they walk me through this, John, before we get to the specific issues of the day? Because you know this. You're in the mainstream media newsroom. You're around a table, pretty much around now. You're getting ready for the nightly newscast. Isn't there somebody that says, you know, that didn't actually happen the way you're saying it? Is it somebody feel guilty enough to speak the truth, John? Or are they just...
No.
Huh? What are you thinking?
They're all trapped in an echo chamber now. They all talk the same language. They all are going to the same parties. They're all drinking the same Kool-Aid. And, you know, what made journalism great in its heyday and what will make it great again is curiosity. Oftentimes, the official line isn't the right story. The first account is often wrong. And there's no curiosity, no willingness to challenge. And listen, I think I understand why. When I started to challenge the norm about Russia or Joe Biden, I got skewered by my own profession. Now, I stuck to the facts and we got them out there. But the lack of curiosity, the lack of courage is really harming so many great journalism institutions today.
It's so true. You were the first to come out and say, whoa, 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 a little questionable what's happening there with this Russia hoax situation and this quote-unquote Mueller probe. And by the way, aren't they and shouldn't there be, John Solomon, an FCC rule that makes you apologize if you're wrong? Maybe one's out there and we don't know. You know what I mean? Sorry, we were wrong. Sorry. Remember Gilda Radner's Rosanna Donna character? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Remember she would always say that? It was the other character that she did, but cause shouldn't they apologize for it if they're wrong?
Well, they should. Pretty much today they do Britney Spears. Oops, I did it again. They just keep doing it, and it's a terrible situation. It's bad. But you know what? It doesn't require an FCC rule or a law to do it. The mores of journalism, the obligation to be right and to acknowledge when something is wrong and fix it, should be the predominant philosophy in journalism. And for more than a century, it was. But in the last 4 or 5 years, there has been a stubborn unwillingness to acknowledge when things are wrong. Listen, there are still stories that were on the front page of the New York Times, the Gray Old Lady, one of the greatest news institutions in the world, that are demonstrably wrong, and they haven't been retracted by their own editor. That's the travesty. It's a mistake because it actually undercuts their credibility long term.
It's unbelievable. And I'm looking at a story that you have on justthenews.com. John Solomon, feds exempting some illegal migrants from normal ID requirements on where? Flights. So you're telling me people are getting on planes and they're it's okay if they don't have regular ID. Just like imagine if that happened to you and I, John.
Yeah, we wouldn't get that. We wouldn't get that privilege. This is a unique situation. The Biden administration is trying to clean out the detention centers on the border because their own left was criticizing the administration for keeping so many illegal aliens in custody. So they're clearing them as quick as they can, getting them on a flight, sending them to the interior of the country. But a lot of these people come in, they don't have a passport or a driver's license or an official government documentation that meets the TSA rules. You and I and everyone else who flies follows every time. So what they're doing is they're doing their best effort to try to ascertain somebody is who they say they are. They have the Customs Border Protection Agency doing that, which, by the way, is overwhelmed by the 180,000 people already crossed. They do as best they can, and they just take a guess. Hey, here's a piece of paper. Go on the plane. You're good to go. I talked to Mark Morgan, the former head of CPP. He said, listen, I know of the guys I used to work with. They're trying to do their best, but this violates the very precepts of security we created after 9/11. This is a security risk, and one day it's going to bite us in the derriere. So, it's a very important thing. And a lot of people didn't know this was going on.
Yeah. Well, and what are we doing about this? And help me out here, John. This is something I saw on Fox News. I saw it nowhere else. And it was Griff Jenkins, I think, reported it. And they about this Whataburger with the right next to a hotel in a town called La Jolla, Texas, not by San Diego.
California.
This is La Jolla, Texas, right? So this is where some and correct me if I'm wrong, and this may be, but I saw it on the news where there was a family. They were at a Whataburger next to a hotel, and someone saw them, and they're coughing, and they're hacking, and they're sneezing, and they look sick. A gal who saw this runs out, flags down a police car. This is what I heard. Police officer, I think somebody's sick in there. They go in. The family are immigrants that came over illegally that were placed there by this administration, put in the hotel, and then went to the Whataburger. And you know what? They had the virus. John, they had the virus. If this is true, can you verify that? Do you know?
Well, I haven't seen that specific episode, but there are Texas law enforcement officials that have confirmed that CTB and the Biden administration has released people they knew had COVID, and they released them into the public with no protections. Now, here's another statistic that is irrefutable. The chief of the Del Rio sector, which is one of the most active for illegal immigration right now, he said there has, since the surge of all these illegal migrants are being allowed into the country, a 900% increase in COVID cases. We are creating a public health crisis by inaction and failing to enforce our immigration laws. It's an extraordinary event. Meanwhile, all of us in the other cities are trying. We're battling a surge, right, with the Delta, and we're allowing this to be fueled through inaction at the border. It is a remarkable story, one that we will look back at a couple of years with probably a lot of shame.
And you know what, as you say now, what's happening with people getting on planes, and then I talked to our friend Mark Morgan, who comes on the show with Tom Holman, and they said, I saw envelopes, these envelopes with, and on the envelopes I saw with illegals holding the envelopes up, it says Newark, New Jersey, for example, their destination for the plane. So you're telling me when they get on the plane, they don't have to show proper ID, so that means people in my home state of New Jersey may be coming in with this COVID a virus. And may I ask, John Solomon, what do you think the number is? Tom Holman said 7,500, but now I'm seeing like more like 50,000. And if it's a small percent, you still got 10,000 people or so with this virus that is being spread around the country, John.
Yeah, listen, you only need a few hundred to start a pandemic, right? Or to continue a pandemic or to make things worse. And there's just been no accountability. One of the things that's very difficult to do, and in my story today, TSA is not tracking even. They don't even have statistics on how many times they let someone on a plane without proper ID. They're not even tracking it. So getting numbers is an impossible task. You need to have a subpoena from Congress, I think, to get an honest set of numbers. And, of course, the Democrats in control, they're not interested in finding out the truth on this right now. But we will have a moment somewhere in the future where we will be able to get the data. We'll be able to look back. And we'll be able to track the number of COVID cases detected, and then we can probably create a map, watch where these people went, and see if COVID actually spread to those communities where these migrants are released. Again, this is not the fault of the migrants. This is bad public policy. It violates CDC's own guidance for the rest of America.
That's right.
It makes people scratch their heads, and it's another example of the dual system we created. We can do one thing one way when the government says it, and everybody else has to do it another way when the government mandates it. And whether it's in justice or in immigration, we're seeing it day in and day out.
And, John, before we let you go, sir, John Solomon from Just the News, 845 with Joe on the radio. So who do you think was better when it comes to crying on camera, Adam Schiff, Adam Kinzinger, or Jimmy Swaggart? Your choice, John. Just a dozen number.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I like to pick a D, not a D above. It is a weird moment. And, you know, I was thinking the other day when we saw those officers, right, testifying.
Yeah.
And by the way, they deserve all our respect for doing what they did. They tried to protect our Capitol. God bless every one of those officers, and shame on all those who tried to harm them. But you could have had the exact same testimony last summer from the officers in Portland and New York and in Washington who were getting thrown acid on them, who had firebombs tossed into their cars while they were occupying the cars. And no one cared back then. Now all of a sudden the Democrats have found police and that they take risk all day and they suddenly are celebrating it. They should have been celebrating it, investigating it last year if they were doing an even job of looking at this in America. And they're not. That's why people won't take this investigation seriously, even though there should be a serious investigation. There should be, but this one won't be taken seriously because Americans see it for what it is, a one-sided political circus.
John, I tell you, you're a breath of fresh air in a crazy media world, my friend. And we feel like, I just feel comfort level when we chat because there's no vindictive agenda on your end except objectivity. And we love that. And by the way, I just tweeted out, I said, if you're a news organization and get it wrong, please have the decency of Gilda's Emily Latella. That was the name of the character. Never mind.
That's it.
Remember that character?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great?
Oh, my God, that brings back great memories.
I want to see Lester Holt. Never mind. That would be great. That's all I'm saying. John, love to the family. John, thank you, my brother. God bless you.
See you soon. God bless you, sir, for all you do.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you so much. God bless. Take care. John Solomon right there. Just the news. You know, and I got a shout out to Alan Zweibel, the brilliant writer. Brilliant writer. The most brilliant writer in all of SNL's history. He wrote a lot of that material for the great Gilda Radner. And you know what? As I have my three daughters, and you don't see, you know, when you see a comedian or something like that, and you say, who was a comedian? Joan Rivers isn't around anymore. Who do you look to? I always say, you got to check out Gilda Radner. People forget about the brilliance of Gilda Radner. She used to have this character, Emily Latella, remember? And she would go up, she'd misconstrue the news. And I think Chevy was the one, he was the newscaster at the time, probably the first or second year of SNL, when it was back in 1975, and this must have been 1976, and then the news would come out and she'd get it wrong. She'd just look at the camera and go, never mind. Wouldn't that be great if the media did that today, you know, on ABC, they got it wrong. Never mind. Whoops, got it wrong, you know, something like that. So I'm going to post that out. With respect to Mr. Zweibel, my dear friend, and with great, great respect to the late, great Gilda Radner, who was just simply brilliant. Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. It's a sad day that we lost someone in a ZZ Top. We lost one of the ZZ Top members, Dusty Hill of ZZ Top, and they were just a great group. And you know what? They're out there. And when I think about Dusty Hill passing away, and I know we got a break, you know what I keep thinking about? We had this conversation. We have it on this show as well. Imagine if Stevie Ray was alive. I mean, you know, Jimi Hendrix could have still been alive. Listen to that. You know that Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray, SRV, they would be doing stadiums all over the world together.
Yep. Wow.
Imagine that.
Unbelievable.
Even Elvis. If Elvis.
Well.
No, Elvis would be what, 85 or so?
85 and probably, you know, at least three
Bennett.
Bills.
Now, Bennett's still going out with Gaga.
Right, but Tony Bennett is like 140 pounds soaking wet. When Elvis died, he was like three Bills.
Well, you know, he could have, you know, Al, be nice now. Elvis could have gone on
I'm
a little
I'm just saying. Well, hey, maybe, but, you know, who knows? You know.
But the point is, you know, these guys could have been out there, man. They could have been out there. And Stevie, of course, we lost tragically.
Yeah, I mean, a helicopter crash.
Oh, that was just so upsetting.
And I told you this. I told you this story. My neighbor used to be a roadie for a number of different bands. And at the time that Stevie died, he was on. I forgot what tour he was on. He showed up at that arena in Wisconsin about a week later. And you could still see the burn marks in the mountain from the helicopter.
You want to hear the craziest, too? And we'll break here.
Right.
You know, Captain Frank, my buddy.
Yeah.
Helps out. So his mom worked in the emergency room when Stevie
came
in. Yeah, they were there. Yeah, it was like, and that it was all the, oh, my God, I can't believe this actually happened.
Yeah.
And he went into high tension wires, Al, right?
Correct. It was very foggy that night. And they were recommending that, you know, be careful when you fly, et cetera, et cetera. And Stevie was desperate to get back to Chicago and did not want to take the bus because apparently it's a long, windy road to get out of that arena, and it takes time. And he was in a rush and he wanted to get going. And he says, no, I'll take the copter. And I guess the pilot had misjudged when he was pulling up off the mountain and ended up hitting the mountain. So,
and we lost my agent at the time and a super agent, Bobby Brooks. Great guy. What a great guy. Yeah. Rest in peace, Bobby. And certainly Stevie Ray Vaughan. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 851 on AM 970. The Answer. Now, Debbie's on the roads. Rains are coming. That means traffic is just going to intensify in the tri-state area. Debbie's got it for you right here on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe, and let's see what's happening here. As you head to 280, we've got problems already. 280 westbound exit 14 in Newark. It's an accident getting out toward the Stickle Bridge. Watch for delays as well as you head to the inbound GWB. About 10 minutes getting into town. Outbound upper and lower, it's construction. Lincoln 15 in. Holland still about 25 minutes getting into town. Busy on the Bronx River Parkway southbound right at the Cross Bronx on that ramp. It's a collision. A tough ride on the eastbound Gowanus getting up past 92nd Street with an accident there as well. We're seeing volume on the belt, westbound belt, right by Sunrise Highway. Watch for a crash over there as well. And traffic slowing down on Middle Country Road 25 in Smithtown, getting out toward Ledgewood Drive. That's an overturned vehicle. Southern State Parkway eastbound by the Meadowbrook. Watch out for a crash in that spot as well. And watch out for a brake check here on 202 in Cortland Manor with an accident out by Lexington Ave. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow explains another Biden blunder.
The idea was to get economic relief into the states so the states can get economic relief to the people. But in this particular case, they decided, the Biden administration said, we're going to bootstrap the state governments and tell them what they can tax and not tax. And if they take our money, they cannot lower the taxes.
Sekulow, live, weeknights at 6, right before Kevin McCullough at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number two, for my stepfather who died of prostate cancer, and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15, 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number zero, which is my PSA, zero, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment, what every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
Joe on the radio telling you about Frank Siller, Tunnels to Towers. This is it, Sunday morning. Oh, you got to tune in. You got to, because, you know, Frank is going on that. It's, you know how many miles it is? 500 and really about 525 miles through 6 states in 42 days. The month of August through 9/11. Through 9/11. Why? To never forget. Never forget. God bless Frank Siller. I got to tell you something. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. I'm so proud to know this great organization honoring Gold Star and fallen first responder families and young children, catastrophically injured heroes and heroines, first responders. I meet all of these folks that have been so devastated by putting their lives on the line for us, and I'm so proud to meet them. Now, Tunnel to Towers is gifting 200 mortgage-free homes to these catastrophically injured veterans, first responders, and to the Gold Star and fallen first responder families. And Frank Siller's walking that way from he's going at the Pentagon to Shanksville, onto Ground Zero. He's going to get there at 9/11. By the way, Towers of Light are going to shine at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance. And the names of those we lost to 9/11-related illness are being read aloud at a ceremony on September 12th. Frank was on earlier. I meant to mention that with Mr. Siller as he joined us this morning. Because on Veterans Day as well, another first, the names of all who we lost in the war on terror will also be said aloud. Do good, help America to never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and T.org. And thank you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Lumber's out there. He's checking out weather for you. Joe, when's this weather coming in? Joe, you always pinpoint it so accurately. How are we doing today, rain-wise?
First half of the afternoon, say 1, 2 o'clock, we'll probably start to see some of those thunderstorms marching in, at least the first line of them, and there may be one or two more that come in late afternoon and early tonight. So I'd say between 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon and midnight, that's when we're going to see a couple of these rounds of thunderstorms come through here. There could be some gusty winds and hard downpours in any one of those thunderstorms.
Wow. So later, yes, I got to be careful driving out. Heading home today, I'll just be careful driving out. What are you going to do? You get to ride. I know you. You do your weather in the morning, and then you slip in a quick bike ride of a couple.
I'll see what's out there. You know, I'll look at the radar and whether I can get a ride in or whether I can do a run in. I'll do one or the other, and then I'll go home and I'll take a nap.
Yeah. Good. You got to get that nap in. And swimming. So we'll let you go, Joe. But I love talking to you about
swimming. Is tomorrow. That's tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's great because it doesn't. It's the safest thing for your body as you get older. Correct? You think swimming?
Yes, it is. And it's it's low resistance. You know, you're just in the water, so it's a good thing. I mean, yeah. I see a lot of people that are 30 years older than me that are going to the pool all the time. It's like, how do you guys do this? You're amazing. they're phenomenal.
We have to have like a Jack LaLanne, minute. We should do a weather with Joe Lundberg, a Jack LaLanne kind of thing where you work out while you're giving the weather. I'm ready. Come on, we can do that. Right. Thank you, Joey. Have a all safe right. day, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right, be safe out there this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you. Alan Dershowitz, Professor Dershowitz, Harvard Law Professor, host of the Dersh Show podcast, author of The Case Against the New Censorship. We're going to talk about the January 6th committee hearings. And the legality of vaccine mandates with Avi. He allows me to call him Avi Dershowitz from Brooklyn, New York. Ken Cuccinelli is with us. Ken is a former Virginia Attorney General, acting Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. You don't want to miss Ken. Piscopo in the morning, and we're coming right back. News.